For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Trevor Hook. Missouri school districts that want to start next year earlier will be able to get a waiver from state education officials. School was supposed to start no earlier than August 24th, 2 weeks before Labor Day, per a new state law championed by the Tourism Ministry. But State Board President Charlie Shields says this fall, school districts will be trying to mitigate the impact of COVID-19 closures during the spring.
If you can build more days in earlier before we get into fall and winter, when that possible disruption may happen again, I think that's another reason districts may want to look at doing this.
Shields, who is also the CEO of Truman Medical Centers, says although few kids are getting sick, they can still spread the coronavirus. Districts that want to move up the start of school will have to hold a public hearing first. Nearly three dozen inmates at an eastern Missouri jail have tested positive for the coronavirus, along with five members of the jail staff. A joint statement late yesterday from the Lincoln County Sheriff's Department and the County Health Department says that 34 inmates who tested positive included some who showed symptoms and some who did not. None of the inmates or staff members have died, and none have required hospitalization. All five staff members have recovered. The inmates who tested positive have also been quarantined. Outbreaks are common at jails and prisons, where large numbers of people are confined in crowded spaces. All Missouri hospitals would be required to offer rape kits under a bill heading to the governor's desk. Currently, not every hospital can provide rape kits to gather evidence of sexual assault. But a bill that would mandate access to rape kits at all licensed hospitals received final approval in the State House today. Now it's up to Republican Governor Mike Parson to sign it into law. The measure would give hospitals access to virtual and in-person training on how to provide rape kits. All hospitals would be required to provide rape kits by 2023. Attorney Matt Woods has filed a motion in Boone County Circuit Court that seeks to block Columbia/Boone County Public Health and Human Services Director Stephanie Browning's April 30th orders, which allow only a slow reopening of local businesses. The Columbia Missourian reports Woods represents a group of business owners who argue that Browning's orders are too restrictive and violate both the state and U.S. constitutions. The petition for injunction argues that Browning can only order the quarantine or isolation of sick people according to city codes. The letter also asked that Columbia and Boone County be allowed to operate under the more lenient statewide order issued by Governor Mike Parson. Columbia Mayor Brian Treese did not single out the business owners by name during an interview yesterday on KBIA's live call-in show, The Check-In, but said he is disappointed that some have chosen to ignore data and make the issue political. I'm Trevor Hook, KBIA News, Columbia.